Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I pull a blanket up and I break a little pinky bone. I broke bones easily. I had debilitating panic attacks that led to depression because I couldn't figure out what was causing them. They said, you need back surgery, hand surgery, neck surgery. I couldn't turn my neck. I couldn't drive. I couldn't move my hand. I actually had to work from home for 3 months. Anyone who has had childbirth might have had an hemorrhoid experience. It was so bad. I couldn't stand or sit for a period of time. If it weren't for you and your videos and the doctors and the stories, they made a difference every day. This is the one thing we can watch together. Let's put on Healing Humanity. It's going to get everywhere. Know that you're appreciated. What you're doing, look what you did for Bill. Like, those are the kind of things that we sat there and cried when you showed the, still crying right now, the video. What you are doing, Carrie, for people is so important. You have my support always.
Do you kind of feel like you got a second chance at life now?
I feel like...
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to welcome Julia to the channel. Welcome, Julia. How you doing?
Thank you, Carrie. I'm your biggest fan. Everyone says that. I'm well. I'm nervous. But I'm so well. I could not say that, I don't know, 10 years ago. So thanks to you and a lot of other people, I am well. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I'm looking forward to just sitting down and having a nice conversation with you. You and I met, and your husband, we met out at Hack Your Health. And then you guys came out to our Airbnb and the theater and everything, which was incredible. So I know a little bit of your story, but also besides just me, I wanted to share it with my audience because you have an inspiring story. And it's like the more stories we get out there, the more people that we could potentially inspire, sort of thing. So I have some questions for you. I have a feeling it'll just turn into more of a conversation. But my first question, and some of these questions, Julia, I know the answer to because we've already met, but some of them are for the purpose of the audience that doesn't know. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania. I've lived in New Jersey for a little bit because I worked at a college, which is where I met my husband, who was a student, and I was the director of student affairs. But we're mostly from Pennsylvania. So I live in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, which is just like 10 minutes from Valley Forge, which is a lot of history there, and King of Prussia. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. And what initially led you to a carnivore diet?
So how far back should I go?
As far as you'd like. No, people always ask that. I'm like, this is the part I like. Like, feel free to riff if you had health issues or dieted or whatever. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back 10 years really quickly because people think you always look the way you look now. That's not true. I'm going to go back even further. I grew up and in a family, my father was an Episcopal minister. My mother was a teacher, and every meal we had, we sat around the table, you know, old fashioned wise. And we had meatloaf and we had steak and my dad used to grind stuff up in a grinder. He called it yucky meat because I called it yucky meat, but I don't even know what that meat was, but it was all very meat based. So I grew up in well, I was born in 65. So imagine I grew up when it was really all about me. And then there was this thing, I think it was, those meals that they, you know, the pre-made meals,
TV dinners.
Exactly. Yeah. And we tried those and no one ate them. No one liked them. So we stuck to my mom's thing for years and years. I don't think but 10 years ago, I'm going to jump up. I was always good when I was younger. I never thought about weight loss or being overweight because no one was overweight. There may be one kid in my class. And honestly, by the time he got to eighth grade, he pretty much wasn't overweight anymore. But about 10 years ago, you know, I was overweight. I had so much back pain. I had, you know, pain in my knees and my toes. And I really couldn't even walk long distances. And I work in a natural foods industry and we go to shows and just like kind of like the KetoCon or whatever you call it now. It's a bigger show than that. So I would have to walk, you know, 8-10 hours a day. And I would have a knee brace on and an ankle brace on. And if I could have a whole back brace on, I probably would have had that too, because I did my job, but it was really hard and it hurt. And my bones were brittle. I would break a bone easily. Like I would turn around the wrong way when I was sleeping and like I'd break a top rib bone, or I'd pull a blanket up and I'd break a little pinky bone. Like I would just, I broke bones easily. And then something happened around that time, which we don't have a lot of time to get into, but I had debilitating panic attacks that led to depression because I couldn't figure out what was causing them. So literally my husband, Rich, would carry me, like walk me. I was like an old lady. I'm going to be 60, but I felt like I was 90. He would hold me by the arm and we'd walk outside and we'd breathe and he would have to carry all my bags. And I became an old lady 10 years ago. I don't know how, but I was. I had high blood pressure. I had this anxiety. I was on medication for both of those things. And I was 90% vegan. Like I said, I work in this health food industry. I know what's good. I mean, I was doing everything I could. And then fast forward really quickly to COVID. We had to work home 2 to 3 months. And at that time, I was the buyer for the toilet paper, the hand sanitizer. And I think it sounds funny now, but at that time, it was really hard to find that stuff. And I had to make sure that our little store, which were 7 stores, were a family-run store, but in Pennsylvania, we were the only store you could come and find it, because I was on the phone 24 hours trying to find this kind of stuff. It was so much pressure. And we were thinking we were eating healthy. And we are home. We're not even at work. So Rich is on the bike. I'm running outside. We come back. I'm like, why the heck are we gaining weight and feeling worse? Well, of course, because of stress. But why are we feeling so bad? Like, we're doing more than we could. Now, on the weekend, we'd say, let's get pizza. Let's get cheesesteak. And during the week, we'd be like, we're eating our veggies. We're doing our vegan. We're doing so well. The pressure, the isolation. I feel like a lot of people during COVID, this is where this kind of happened. You know, things happened. I went to the skin doctor just because it was my regular appointment. And they said, oh, we found this little dot on your back. And they said, apparently it's really very hard to find because nobody has it. And it's apparently hereditary. And now you need steroid cream. So now I'm at home eating whatever I think is good, throwing on, not me, even my son is like, putting all the steroid cream on my whole body. And by the way, I am a body care buyer for this company. I know what's healthy. And I just kept getting sicker. I can tell you a little bit more as you ask the questions, but here we are thinking we're healthy people. We're staying home. It was during COVID. We know it's a hard time. We're doing our best to look healthy. be healthy. It did not work. It was terrible.
Do you think some of your bone breaking issues, I've heard of that when people are more plant-based. Do you think that was related?
It might be. I don't even know. Like, I would go to the doctor and say, like, I can't heal this rib. It cracked and it took 5 months to heal. 5 months. Now, it is a rib that when you use your computer mouse or, you know, it could re-irritate, but nothing should. If I broke a finger right now, I guarantee you in three. Well, you know, you broke a rib. How crazy was that? Like, you did it. You knew it happened. It healed quicker than anybody else, right? Like, I would love to tell people, just eat meat. It'll heal your, yeah. So, yes, I do think it had to do with my diet for sure.
Right. So you had several things going on,
mm-hmm.
plus what was going on in the world. So it's kind of compounding everything together.
Yeah.
What sort of happened after that?
Okay. So right at the end of COVID, my husband and I decided to sell our house. It was a great time to sell. Not a great time to buy, great time to sell. We moved into an apartment. However, the night before we moved in, the night, but 1 a.m. before we moved in, I fell out of our bed, and our bed is not small. It's tall. So I fell out onto the floor in the middle of a dream, woke up, didn't really realize the damage I had done. So I jumped right back in bed. And of course, at 7 o'clock that next morning, my son was driving me to the emergency room. I don't even know how to tell you that because of that, I had to have x-rays and MRIs. And they told me, you have arthritis from your head to your toe. Well, I had a feeling. I mean, I knew I had some pain. Well, I said, they said, you need back surgery. You need hand surgery. You need neck surgery. I couldn't turn. Look, I can turn my neck. I couldn't even drive. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't turn my neck. I couldn't move my hand. I decided not to do that surgery. I said, what are my choices? They said, you could do, do some rehab. I went to, here's one thing about me. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it well. So they said, go to rehab. And I went to rehab and I came home and I did every exercise. I did everything I could do without taking medication. And I pulled, and this is my story, I pulled hemorrhoids out of my stomach, out of my tush. I did it so big and so hard. I actually had to work from home for 3 months. I don't know, you might not have this experience. Anyone who has had childbirth might have had an hemorrhoid experience, but it's a very sensitive topic for me. But this is like, it was so bad. Like I couldn't stand or sit for a period of time. I had to work at home again for 3 months because I could stand for 3 minutes and then I had to sit for 3 minutes. And Carrie, here's the disgusting thing. I would do sits bath in the toilet and I literally made myself a desk in front of the toilet work from home because this was the absolute, you know, worst pain of everything I've ever had. And I believe it was Laura Spath, I think, who Rich turned me on to her one video that she talked about it. And no one else I can find has talked about this before, but I'm going to tell you, I will talk to people about this if they want to have more specifics. It was, I missed my father's 85th anniversary because I couldn't sit in a car. I missed my father-in-law's funeral because I couldn't sit in a car. I had to have cushions underneath me, behind me. I bought Depends because, you know, Aunt Flo that Jen talks about. Well, imagine having Aunt Flo out the back.
Oh. Quick interruption. Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life, We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. We're going to be implementing a buddy system so you can be held accountable, recipes, all sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.
That's how it was. It was, you know, I had said to my doctor, I sit down and you know how a P sounds, you know, sounds. That's how it sounded when I'm like, and you know what they told me? Eat fiber, eat more fiber, eat more fiber. Everyone I went to. So I have, luckily I work somewhere where I can find cereals with lots of fiber. I can find psyllium. I sat in this house and I ate fiber 3, 4, 5 times a day. Fiber almost killed me. If Rich hadn't found you, and Dr. Kiltz and Dr. and, you know, honestly, if he hadn't found that, he said to me, you need to listen to this carnivore lifestyle. He didn't even call it a diet. He said, you need to listen. And I said, I feel like I'm eating all this fiber and the doctors are telling me if I eat meat, it's going to hurt my belly. It's going to hurt. And he said, is it going to hurt more than you hurt now? And that was it. Like, that was the pivotal thing, because nothing could have hurt more than what I hurt. It was so painful. I mean, I don't know if anyone understands how much that can be painful. It was super painful. So he gave me that option and I didn't turn back, and he cooks it all. So
good for Rich.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I have no idea what you went through, Julia, but I have somewhat of an idea. And this is actually something I've never talked about, I think, before on YouTube. Not because I didn't want to, just because I've had so many other health issues I talked about. But I think it was about 10 years ago, I had a pilonidal cyst. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but that is on the backside. It's like basically, we talk about everything here, right? Jen talks about amp flow. We talk about hemorrhoids. Yeah. I don't care. Like, this will help people. I had a pilonidal cyst, and it was on my butt crack, like the top of my butt crack. And it was like, it was the most pain. It was very similar to what you just said.
I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing.
Right.
Okay.
It's just amazing to me that I can kind of resonate with what you're saying. A lot of the things you were saying, I had for a while talking amp flow, I actually had to have a pad back there because it was bleeding. I would sit down at work and get up and my pants were bleeding from this cyst, and I had to have surgery for it. And what they do is they cut it out like the size of like a golf ball, and they leave it open, and they leave it open to heal, and you have to put like gauze in it. It was the most horrible thing ever. I don't want to make the interview about me, but I just wanted to, it's so interesting. Yeah. Because a lot of the stuff
totally
you're saying,
yeah,
I could totally feel for you. Oh my goodness. People don't realize too, sitting, standing, yeah, everything, it affects that part right there, everything.
And you know what? It's great. If that part of you does not feel well, life does not go well. I mean, no one, unless you know, then you know. But, you know, Dr. Barry, I think like 2 or 3 days ago, he did a thing on consent, like when you go to a doctor and you get consent. Well, guess what? So I was so desperate. I went 3 blocks up. We have a hospital. And they said, oh, we have a center that will appreciate that kind of thing and help you. So I went to that center. And I will tell you that the table that I laid on looked like the same table when I had children. Like, it had stirrups, you know, on there. So they're looking at the other area, and they decided to do this, oh gosh, what is it called? Like when they twist or tie the hemorrhoids together, but they didn't tell me. They were just looking at it. The pain was so, I mean, I just started crying, and then I got in my car. I was by myself. I've learned to always bring an advocate for myself whenever I go to a doctor, even if it's a great appointment. And I know I'm like psyched because it's my 12 carnivorous year, you know, months, and I want to bring someone to hear it. I've learned now, if I don't know how I got home. I'm going to show you. My heels were up. I was holding the steering wheel. I'm like pushing my feet up. The pain was so bad. I don't even know how I got home. Obviously, I wish I would have been pulled over and driven home by a police officer. The pain was so bad, but they did something and didn't tell me. I think they tied these and said, well, those are going to become something else now, but you still have, and you still need, and you should have surgery. Thing is, I didn't have surgery for my neck. I didn't have it for my back, and I didn't have it for my hemorrhoids, because 2 weeks later, Rich, he listened to the first, I think he listened to Joe Hogan, which turned him to the doctors. And then he got on you, and then he would be in our living room and I would be in our bedroom with the door cracked open, listening to you. And I was like he said, could you ever be in any more pain than, I mean, could you imagine? But why would it hurt for you to try this? So there you go. And it's really hard.
I'm sorry you had to go through so much suffering. It's just incredible. It's probably so frustrating too now, because knowing what you know now about fiber, for example, and inflammation from the foods you were eating that could have probably perpetuated those things. It's amazing how everything is just so backwards.
You know, your medicine, you hold up and say, go ahead, show me. Yeah. I have none of that anymore. You know, I have no medication anymore, not pain.
Wow.
I don't get any shots in my back. Like, there is nothing. I am flexible. I have a grandchild now. I can lift him up. Okay. So here is my arthritis. I had arthritis. They told me from head to toe. Here's my arthritis thumb, which I could never have done this before. Look, I can move it. I can actually now open bottles, everything. I was like a grandma. I mean, I am a grandma, but I was like a grandma, like 10 years older grandma, that I always needed help doing everything. I can walk. I can go to a conference. I went to Hack Your Health. I walked the whole thing. I walked 12 blocks down, back and forth. Before, when I went to a conference, just even 6 months before, in my business, I have to go to conferences. There'd be like a hotel 4 blocks down for our dinner, and I'd call an Uber because I couldn't walk. I had braces everywhere. It was insane, terrible. So I came up with something. I don't know what you're going to think about this, and I know it's going to be backwards, but I came up with a head to toe. You know, when you get sick or, you know, you get a cold or a cough and it starts out here and then it turns into your sinuses, goes into your throat, maybe down to your lungs. So for me, carnivore kind of started like head to toe. First thing was brain fog disappeared. How is that? It lifted. My short-term memory came back. I mean, I can remember people's names now. I can remember everything of my long-term memory. Ask me anything about my childhood. And then my hair, I lost all my hair during COVID. It grew back as soon as I started carnivore. What next? Hair, skin. Skin is glowing. Again, 60-year-old skin. What? Like, where are those wrinkles going? My neck. Oh my gosh, I can move my neck. I could never move my neck before. My eyes wide open. I think you've even said this maybe with Jen, but people are saying like, your eyes are so brighter. I'm like, not only are my eyes brighter, I feel like I can see better. I can see, I have more compassion because I see people. I'm like paying attention. My eyes are, you know, wide open in my ears. I couldn't hear what people were saying. I was in such a fog. Now I hear you. I empathize. I'm telling you this head to toe. It moved right down to my mouth. Where's my mouth? Happiness. I woke up in the morning. I'm like, why am I so freaking happy to go to work? Should I be in bed saying like, I don't know. Not only am I happy, but I want to blab about this thing to everyone.
It's, right.
Well, for me, it's my local community. That's my goal. You know, I'm not on, you know, I'm only just doing like TikTok because I'm so involved with my job, but I'm like, hashtag meet Julia. And then I walk into the store just to grab something. They're like, oh, meet Julia. I'm like, there you go. There's my mouth. And then my spine. Holy crap. They told me you're going to be crotched over all the time. If you do not get the surgery, well, guess what? I'm standing up and I'm walking. And then I think the next thing after your spine is your heart. Well, not only am I like more empathetic and compassionate, but I'm not taking any more medicine for that heart. And then let's move down a little bit more. My liver, good God, 2 years ago, I think when I just had regular blood work, when I was feeling so crappy and probably taking a million medicines, my liver numbers were shit. Oh, were terrible. Oh, I did them at 6 months carnivore and then 12 months, you know, my 1 year. And they're like, they said, like, they were great. They said, how were they even bad before? And then my belly, the digestion and the hemorrhoids, it was so bad that my doctor gave me a handicap thing to hang in my car. I mean, I know I'm not 60 yet, but like, come on, really? And he said, yep, you should not be walking that far with this going on. But then I guess the weight loss, that was extra. I mean, I'm trying to talk head to toe, but this weight loss, that came the entire time. I lost 60 pounds. Rich Lock, well, now he's almost at 70 pounds. I didn't even know we really had to lose that. And then my butt, which I already talked about. Legs, I had spider veins in my calves, which I have pretty good calves. I just put lotion on this morning. I'm like, wow, like I don't even see them anymore. Like those are stupid things. And then the knees and ankles and without wearing braces. So I guess my point is so many people reach out to me, mostly like who I've known in the past who have maybe been watching what I'm doing and say, how do I do this? Or what do I do? Like, what? And I'm going to say I think I said this yesterday to you on your live or the day before. Three things I would say: journal, always journal. I like to do it by hand just because I can put my weight or my mood or, but when people say, how long was it before you got the brain fog lifted? And I'm like, I'm thinking 2 days. And I'm like, oh, it's 2 weeks, you know, but I have that. And also make business cards. Like I put my link, but then on the other side, I'll put like Healing Humanity, the website, you know, like put a couple doctors so that if you're in that situation, it's a quick conversation. Like, here you go, if you're interested. And then the other thing I would say if you meet new people starting out on this, be patient. It's so hard because, you know, Carrie, you hear sometimes a similar story over and over. And be compassionate. And when we were at the Hack Your Health, I was probably into it 3 or 4 months. I think Rich a little bit more. And we would see these people we're following. And you know what they said? Your babies. And I thought, I'm not a baby. I've been doing this for 3 months. You know, you feel so strong and powerful. Lend that out and be strong and powerful for people who are just starting this, because honestly, what you're doing which we're all supporting. I can't wait to see it. This is going to be a movement. Look at Kennedy. Look at this 4-hour, you know, food conference we're all looking at online. It's starting to happen. Don't take all our meat, but it's starting to happen, you know. Right. And you have been such a strong, powerful force for so many people that I know. You know, I'm just honored to have a connection. And for me, honestly, like, this is not, I just want something like local for people to call out. So I can say, I can tell you this butcher and that butcher, and here's, you know, here's where I started. It's just information. But if I could, you know, be a local person that people could reach out to, that would be, I think, my goal.
Nice. I'm so happy for you that you found this healing. Your story is incredible, Julia. You're giving yourself a hard time before, but it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It makes me so happy hearing some of the things you're saying. All of the body things that healed are incredible, but some of the other things that you're saying are just remarkable. Like, you're just happy. You're just full of energy.
Always happy.
isn't that amazing? Because so many carnivores that I interview say that, like, I am happier now. I have gratitude. I hear the word gratitude over and over and over again. Yep. I'm thankful, grateful. Mm-hmm. I hear it over and over again from so many people. And it's really sad when you think about it, because I was never like that I can remember before this. And so most of humanity doesn't feel that way. And it's like, everybody should be that way, right? We should all be thankful and grateful that we're here and alive. But most people are just walking around in that brain fog.
Well, in the morning, I'll run into our convenience store, and it's 6 a.m. and I'm up, and I'm, you know, I'm a carnivore. I'm a happy person. And I walk in. I can't tell you how many times people have said, why are you so happy? And I'm like, I don't know. Here's my card. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's so early, and most people are like, you know, down and out. And it's like, well, I'm not even getting coffee over here. Like, I'm just getting a sparkling water at this point. I don't know. Like, share it if you have it. If, you know, even if, like, you know, my assistant at work, she's not 100% carnivore, but in the last 6 weeks, I think she told me, she's eating more meat than she ever has, and she's eating no sugar. She lost 20 pounds. I have somebody else who works with me who's, he's keto. He lost 30 pounds. Would everyone hears what you're saying and sees your transition? So why not be the if I could just be the person that can connect you, I don't need to be your, I have my certifications in lots of things, counseling and sociology and psychology and all that kind of stuff. I just need to be a contact so I could show, hey, if I could show you Carrie Mann or Dr. Barry or connect you the way I've been connected, that's all that, this is a community and we're a strong, hey, I think I told you, but I am super on this Marco Polo group on the feline. This is with Chi. This is with Robin Brown. This is with Laura Russell. Get on board, women or men, because there are men's groups as well. Get on board. We talk to each other every day. And you know what's going to be exciting? The next time, not this November, but maybe next November, when you have the whole hack your health again. How fun is it going to be for people who have communicated for like over a year? You almost feel like you know each other. Like, we could stay at the same hotel. The community is super important. Once you jump on board with this, and Carrie, anyone listening to this already probably listens to you and know, you're such an influencer, not just you. You, look at Jen, but your girls. Because like I said, I'm the body. I think I connected with them at Hack Your Health last year and said, Well, if you ever want to do wholesale, they probably don't even need to within this community. But I see what they do. I know how important what you put on your body and absorbs in is as if you're eating it. So I get it. I know what those girls are doing, and I appreciate that so much. I think it's just putting that message out there to who you can put it out there to.
Right.
And for me, that would be a little goal right now, you know, and I've got people who've worked for us for years who no longer do, texting, asking. I just, you know, I think continuing to share the contacts and the information is so important. And, you know, I think, like I said, you and Rich are very similar in how long you've been carnivore, but you just have a great outlet to express this. And I appreciate that. And I will always support that and support Healing Humanity. I cannot wait for this whole thing to, look, I just bent my leg. That hasn't happened in a long time.
Nice. Yeah, no, I appreciate everything you're saying. The community has been probably a huge part of the reason I'm so successful. Definitely a huge part for Jen. She joined a couple of groups. There was one called Meat Sisters on Facebook.
Yes, She's on that.
Groups as well. Mm-hmm. It's so important because I look at this like an addiction. I was addicted to carbohydrates, the standard American diet. And it's like any other addiction that you have in this world, people want to help you. I'm trying to get over cocaine. People would want to help me. Mm-hmm. But with this sugar addiction, nobody wants to help us. Yeah. In fact, they do the opposite. Oh, come on. You could just have one cupcake. It's not going to kill you, sort of thing. So having a group is great for that reason. But also, I feel like I'm overhyping carnivore, but it's just the truth. Hanging out with other carnivores is the best. They're all awesome. They have Julia's energy. They're all happy. Like, who wouldn't want to hang around with a bunch of people that got a second chance at life, that are full of gratitude, that have smiles on their face, that are full of energy. They want to see other people heal like they did. It's like the coolest people to hang out with in the world. So I'm with you 100%.
Well, Kerry, one last thing I forgot to tell you, that because of you, I don't know, one day at work, I went around and said, oh, it's my 1 year carnivore. I was just talking out loud. And a customer said, did you just say carnivore? And I thought, oh, shit. Like, oh, sorry. Oh, darn. I'm going to get called out now. It's going to be a whole. She said, my carnivore was 2 months ago. Now we have 6 to 8 women who meet once a month. We're all about 20 minutes out from each other, and we go once a month and meet up.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they all know you, so I'm sure they're.
That's so cool. Yeah, when you get the first time I went to a meetup, I was addicted. I'm like, this is so cool. So the energy and the just walk in the room, and the energy is just through the roof. We did a couple here at the theater. We just had one with Dr. Kiltz not too long ago. And I said to Jen afterwards, I'm like, I do it every weekend. I'd do it every day if I could, like if there was time and you could arrange it. But I'd love to go to like one a month if I could, for sure.
Yeah.
I've got friends that have done it too, where it's just they'll go get dinner at or even just go to a park. But like once a week, they'll just meet and just hang out. It's so nice, for sure. But Julia, if we go back for a minute, what was it like for you? Because people always ask this, and I'm just imagining new people that are just hearing this for the first time. I get a lot of people on my channel too that they're just thinking about doing carnivore. They haven't yet. What was it like for you the first couple of days doing carnivore? What did you eat? Was it difficult to get over sugar addiction, things like that? And did Rich do it with you?
Yeah. Rich had done it already a month ahead of me. So he had such a great experience. Rich has lost almost 70 pounds. And I got to tell you, Rich didn't even look like he needed to lose 70 pounds. Rich is an amazing person. You know how this is when you do it with someone else. Like, I'm sure when Jen picked up on this, it changes your relationship. You have a great relationship. Changes a little because you almost get more bonded. Like, you know, crazy. I feel like, well, I felt the difference within days in terms of brain fog. But I have to tell you that I feel like my brain had multiple personalities. I don't know. So here are my thoughts. I would wake up and my brain would say, you are fat. You are ugly. You're not worthy. You know, normally I didn't want to even get out of it. That was the depression. That was the bad stuff. But in 2 weeks, I felt like, you are happy. Why? Why am I can't wait to go to work. Well, because I love my job and I always have. But why am I like now it's we get to work at 6 a.m, but now it's like 4:30 a.m. And I'm thinking, should we be getting into work a little earlier? Why am I so happy? I felt suddenly like I was my own cheerleader. I don't even know if that makes sense, but it was like, I love it. I can't wait to go in. And you're good. You're doing good. You feel good. Like, I really wanted to make up my own cheer. And I also wanted to spread that cheer suddenly to everyone. That's why I'm saying go into the convenience store and get a coffee and say, people would look at me and say, why are you so happy? I don't know. I mean, I could tell you, I could give you my card. I'm not even, you know, at the beginning, it was just like, I don't know. I am so, I don't know where that happiness came from. That's when the brain fog left and the happiness like came out. I was so happy I couldn't stop walking or doing, like, I was alive again. I was alive again. I missed so many things. Like I said, I missed, you know, funerals and birthdays. I missed so many things because my butt could not sit in a car without pain. So to feel no, there it is, feel no pain and feel happiness. I also thought, you know, people say, put your money where your mouth is. If anyone's listening to this, put your money into healing humanity because, well, I do that because that's where my mouth is in terms of, you know, talking about things, saying things. Don't be afraid. Don't be so introverted. Talk about it. If somebody wear a t-shirt, I should have worn my t-shirt, my hashtag, meet Julia. Put your money where your mouth is, not just even in that, but in your food. Stop paying for what you don't need. Put your money where your mouth is.
Right. Yeah. I think back to not just how much money I wasted, but the fact that other people's wallets were getting thicker on me getting sicker. The sicker I got, the richer other people were getting. Like, does it make you mad at all when you think back all of the suffering and sickness that you went through?
It does. And it doesn't. I think if I didn't do that, I probably wouldn't be where I am. And I was lucky because I found a doctor who was actually a longtime friend who scooped this up. He's a plant-based doctor. He scooped this up and he's been watching me now and Rich for, I don't know, more than a year now. So I respect that. But yeah. Yeah. I get angry because I think I grew up in a certain way. Even my parents didn't quite make the change when the U.S. But then I look again at the cereals that, like, in the U.S., you know, here's your big cereal with all the food coloring and same company makes it for Europe. And it's like, well, here's your big food with beet coloring and everything else. I get angry because I feel like I've been fooled or tricked or something. And I'm getting up there. You know, like I said, I'm going to be 60. I get angry because I may have made different decisions for my children or my grandchild, you know. So it makes me angry that we don't have all the information really that's
right
out there, I guess.
On the more positive side, do you kind of feel like you got a second chance at life now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm living. Hello, I'm living. I'm living today. I'm feeling. Do you feel this way? I feel like not only am I living and alive and can give 100% to whatever I do, I also feel, do you need that, someone? I can offer that. Like, I have so much more empathy and understanding and energy to hear and help, you know, people if needed. I mean, that's always kind of been my thing anyway. But I don't think I've ever lived up to that potential until now. Now I feel so good, Carrie. Just tell me, what do you want me to do? You want me to go over there and do that? You want me to go to Alaska and see Bill with you? Because I will do that. I have sent this guy so many packages because there it is. That's the empathy. I heard him. He said, here's what I want. Here's what I need. And I was like, I can do that. I want to do that now. I want to go there. But that's what, like, where's the impact? Where can I have a difference? I feel like it's mostly in my local community. But I've got it. I'm at 60 years old. I have the drive as I was 21. Like, give me the mission. What do you want me to do? Let me go.
Right. Yeah, it's really amazing. It's like, it feels like for some way we're meant to be on this earth to help others. There's nothing more rewarding than helping someone or hear your story of healing. Like, now you're inspiring people and they may find the same healing you did. There would be nothing more rewarding for you than in the whole world. However, most of us could never do that because you can't really help heal somebody else if you're not healed yourself, if you're suffering and sick yourself. So yeah. That's my big thing with the whole documentary. I'm really excited for all of the stories we gathered, for all of the serious health issues that people can overcome, serious things that you've overcome, serious things that I've overcome. But more so, it's just simply what you said. I think the majority of humanity to be able to feel healed like you are and then want to help other people and have empathy and have gratitude. Most people aren't doing that, but all people could be doing that. It's such a shame that some people, many people will go their entire lives just never feeling like you do or like I do. But hopefully we'll change that. Hopefully we'll change that with the documentary if people want to at least have the option.
I also think, like, what you've done though, Carrie, because you did this without Jen at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you have to attest to the fact that when you're on board with that partner who's doing it with you, it changes her. Like, you could have the best relationship ever. I mean, I've been married 33 years now. It changes it. It makes it, there's like a whole new outlook of life. Because you're just doing it. And then to have your children start to turn onto it, I'm starting that too a little bit. How full does that make your heart feel? And then I can see that you would only continue on with this mission with what you're doing. Because I'm sure she was at the beginning like, what are you doing?
Here he goes again. Another diet. He did the keto thing. He did the one meal a day. Now he's got this miracle carnivore thing. Yeah.
And now she's doing it too. It makes a whole difference because when you can connect with someone else, not just somebody who's your partner, but then those it makes the difference. It makes all the difference in the world. And it connects you again. Like, you're almost re-romanticed. You know, like, loved you, always loved you. Now there's like this whole other thing we have in common. It's crazy.
You are so hitting the nail on the head. So you said you and Rich have been together for 33 years. This is kind of crazy, but Jen and I, we're hitting 30 in December of this year. It'll be 30 years. Not that we were married. We met in middle school and we were together exclusively since age 14. And what you just said there is so true because I love Jen no matter what. If she's eating a standard American diet. But when she started doing this, I even said this to her. I'm like, this reminds me of like when we were 14, like the person I married. Because when you're on that standard American diet, you have that brain fog. You have the headache. You have the fatigue. You're still the same person, but you're an impaired version of that person. Mm-hmm. So it was exactly like you said. I'm like, this reminds us of like when we first met kind of thing. And then, yeah, just cooking the meals together. The thing for me that I like, really, like, even all of that aside, for Jen, she stopped snoring. And then her energy, before this, she was always, I got a headache, I got to go lay down. And I'm like, I got energy. Like, let's go ride a bike. Let's go do something. And she's got to lay down. So now she has the energy. So, like, everything, we can do everything together where there was that division before, including, by the way, something that's pretty important for families, just eating a meal together. Yeah. When we're doing it separately, I'm out on the grill doing my thing. She's in the house doing her thing. I'll eat whenever. It doesn't matter when she eats because we're not eating together. Now the whole family's eating together. It's a million times better.
Listen, I think I ate more with Rich when I was at your place, but because, you know, well, he'll make food for the whole week, but he's what you just said. Like, I appreciate that. Like, you're making, he makes steaks and eggs and bacon. And then he says, I've got five glass containers over here. What do you want?
Nice.
It's like amazing. Like, there is a connection, and we have a connection. And I know you and Jen do too. Like, 'cause you guys knew each other for so long. There's a almost a new connection. Like, nobody else can quite understand it because we're doing it together, but there's a new connection there. And, you know, and just a force for life. And I always loved you. And now I almost even love you even more, if that's possible. 'Cause we're doing this together, and we're both, who the heck feels so much good together? I mean, I feel it for myself. Right. And he's and then to share that, Carrie.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because it's like both of us are experiencing this incredible healing of our bodies, but also our minds, and the energy comes back. And to be able to do that with your spouse, that is pretty incredible. I never really thought about it that way. And and now, like you said too, I'm so blessed, the girls.
Yes. So
Julia, this is what happened last night. I'm almost 600 days on carnivore. I love it that the girls are doing it. I get maybe taken advantage of sometimes, because like, especially when they first started, I'm like, I'll just cook stuff because I want to make sure they stay on track. And I worry, like, okay, if I don't cook something, then I'd be like, oh, what do I do? Maybe I'll do a little bit of this.
Get a pizza.
they've been doing great, but it ends up that I'm always cooking everything. Well, last night, for the first time ever, Emma cooked a huge dinner, and it was a ribeye steak, eggs, and she even cooked bacon, like, which was, it was way too much. I wasn't even hungry for it, but it was the first time that Emma, my daughter, for those that don't know, cooked dinner. My 17-year-old, one of the triplets, cooked dinner. And I'm like, thank you so much. And I'm like, you know, you opened up a big rabbit hole here, because you can't say you can't do this anymore now, right?
She's got a job.
Right. She cooked it good too, by the way. She cooked it in the house on cast iron with some tallow, and it came out really well. So,
oh gosh, Emma is out of your all. Well, and I think it was Emma and Katie that were at the Healing Humanity. And I don't know if you remember, but you walked in, and Rich and I think we attacked you, honestly. But we were just having to be sitting at a table right there. I was like, she said, oh, I like your blue color. I forget what it was. And then she like elbowed Adam. And she's like, should we be taping right now? Like, because it was, and I think, look at what your kids have done, Carrie. Like the traveling, the taping. Like, it's not that you, I don't know what your relationship was before that, but this whole thing has pulled your whole family into like, there's like this goal, there's this function, a very important one. And what you're doing for Healing for Humanity with this video, this whole Netflix thing, you gotta know, like, I support you, Rich, and I so much. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. And when I share this video with other people, I will say, this is an important thing to follow and to support, because it's not coming out of the food and drug industry, which, by the way, should be two different ones in the United States, but it's one. But the food and drug, nobody's funding this. Nestle, Kellogg's, I could tell you a million things, even in body care. You know, who bought Burt's Bees? Who did This is not coming from that. This is where we need to be supportive. And
yeah, well,
we love and support you. I mean, honestly, I know you said, Carrie, you saved my life, but you did. I mean, Rich did too, but you really, if it weren't for you and your videos and the doctors you taped and the people who, the stories, small, big, I don't know what it was. They made a difference every day. We still are, you know, continue to watch. This is our, the one thing we can watch together is always like, let's put on Healing Humanity. It's going to get everywhere at some point. Well, hopefully too much, not everywhere. Because like I said, they're going to take away all our meat. But know that you're appreciated. Know that what you're doing, look what you did for Bill. Like, those are the kind of things that we sat there and cried when you showed the, still crying right now, the video. What you are doing, Carrie, for people is so important. And just know you have my support on that always.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. Yeah. It's been life-changing in many ways, and you're, this is good. This is like counseling or something, Julia, with you're nailing stuff on the head too, that I haven't really thought about, but with the girls, with my daughters, cause Emma came with the first time. We didn't have Adam then. It was just me and Emma when we filmed Bill.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
But before that, I was depressed on the couch for years and years. Like, I wasn't even there for the girls. So it's just completely, completely changed. So I'm so excited. I appreciate everything you said there. I'm so excited to share with you, Julia, and Rich, and the world, Bill's full story in the documentary, because it's just incredible. Like, I'm not trying to overhype it. I'm giving all credit to Bill. I don't know how that possibly worked out. He was the first person that approached that. He just happened to be absolutely incredible. Just a huge heart. Everybody loves him. Starts his YouTube channel. Sticks to the diet. 1 year later, he's down like 270 pounds. He literally, I was just texting with him. I text with him every day. It's like, even besides all of that that happened, I'm like, I got a new like best friend now. I didn't even have any friends before Carnivore. I talk to Bill every day. He's like literally my best friend now. It's just crazy what's happening.
Well, please tell him I said hello, I love you, and anything he needs. Like, we send him beef sticks and we send a Daisy snack.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'll definitely tell him. Yeah.
He's a sweetheart. I want to go. See, here's where I'm thinking where retirement goes. Where's my camper? Where's my little house? Who do I go visit? You know, Bill Knott would be, well, you know, we're coming out to your place at some point.
Anytime. Again. You guys are always welcome. Hey. On the Bill Knott front. So Bill is so excited. He keeps saying, well, it was 10 months since we were out there. So we're probably down to like 8 months now. But yeah. I was like, we should do a big Alaska. It doesn't have to be at your house, Bill. Like, keep the stress level down. Keep it simple. But a big carnivore meetup in Alaska. there have been so many people that are like, we'll just do a caravan. We'll drive out there. We'll fly out there, whatever we got to do. I think that would be awesome. It would be a dream if he came here sometime too, but yeah. Baby steps.
Well, he said he's coming to the next Hack Your Health, which is what? Not this November, next November. So that would be incredible. That could be a whole, you need to get the whole big room for that, right? Not the little side room. Because
we would need to get security guards for Bill to walk through the
probably
it would just be attacked.
Yeah.
Oh, that just puts a smile on my face thinking about him going to one of those things.
I know, and he said he's going to. So that's Well, thank you, Carrie. I was nervous about this.
You nailed it.
I've felt isolated and terrible for so many, I really, since COVID. So to be able to come out and almost feel like my own children, who are the youngest is 21. He just got married, but I feel like I can relate. Like, I feel like I'm 21 sometimes. So I do feel like that because of this. And a lot of it, most of it is because of you. If Rich did not make me listen, and it took one time, honestly, enough that I was like, I gotta go meet this guy. Because I don't know if you realize what an influence, I think people have said this, but I don't think that you really realize what an influence you are on just the everyday person who's sitting here doing what they're doing. By the way, in the health food industry, so I'm thinking to hear you talk, to see you talk, you and Jen, now your family, you have such an impact on so many of us. I think you know, but now you really, I'm telling you, you need to know. Like, I don't know what God was telling you you should be doing in life, but you're doing a great job.
Oh, you're going to make me cry now. I really appreciate that, Julia. Yeah, it's sometimes you get in these bubbles, right? You're sitting here doing YouTube and just putting the videos out and you don't know, but I'm starting to realize it more. It's like a deer in the headlight when I hear that sometimes. It's very humbling. I really appreciate it. It's the best feeling in the world when people tell me that. But I'll turn it around on you, Julia. Just wait now, because this video is going to go live on my channel now. A lot of people are going to watch it and they're going to say, Julia, I can relate to you. I can relate to your story. There's going to be people that find healing and find inspiration in your story that wouldn't have found it in mine. So just wait. You're going to have to come back and check the comments, because you'll see.
Okay. I'm just nervous about that, but okay.
It'll all be positive. Trust me. And then 30 days from now, let's watch, mark our calendars. 30 days from now, people say, I started because of that Julia. She convinced me. Powerful testimony. And now 30 days later, here I am, changed forever. So.
Oh, no. I don't know about that. I want to be hopping over fences with, what's her name?
Maggie.
Yeah. I want to do that.
Yeah, hey, you're on track now. On
the floor. I'm not even 100% sitting on the floor pushing myself up with my grandchild yet, but Maggie, she's my goal.
Yeah. Well, you're just getting started at 60. You're literally just getting started at 60 now. There's a whole new life ahead of you, so. This has been great, Julia. You are awesome. I really appreciate it. You're really inspiring. Where can people find you? I know you're mostly local, but you got Meet Julia, hashtag Meet Julia. Is there anywhere else you want to shout out or mention for people if they want to find you?
Yeah, so that's my TikTok. I'm not on YouTube. And then other than that, it's just Facebook, and you just have to look me up at that, Julia Greenblatt. And people who I know kind of do the whole Facebook thing. Other people that I didn't know have kind of come through TikTok. So, hey, look, I'm just a person doing whatever. So just hit me up on TikTok. I think that Meet Julia.
Perfect. I'll have links in the description for that, so you guys can just click on it and follow Julia. I'm sure we'll get a lot of awesome comments. So thank you so much, Julia. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Carrie.
See you later. Have a good day.
You too.
How much I said hi.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Ay, ay, ay.